Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
Not just an iconic scene from the movie, but that got reenacted at the surrender of the city 2 years ago, I think it was. Mongo and Lucky did that scene. It was kind of fun. It was pretty funny where they're, you know, excuse me, and then, you know, they duck behind and sing the song. I don't know. It was
That's
good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Channel 3 and Cat Country and some other folks got a chance to go on board the USS Eisenhower. And this was last week, and I got a good chance to talk to Brent about this. Brent Lane from our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, during the float over the weekend, and great experience. Brent Kearney, of course, has been doing pieces on this all week on Channel 3, talking to the captain of the boat, Captain Chris Chowda Hill.
I'm Captain Chris Chowda Hill, call sign Chowda. I'm the commanding officer of CVN 69, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, the best damn ship in the Navy.
I love that. By the way, most of the rest of us would say Chowder, but that's not his call sign. It's Chowda, because, you know, that's where he's from.
When you first arrived in an aircraft carrier, it could take probably 2 months to find your way. And everybody has their defined paths from point A to point B.
It's hard to fathom the complexity of a boat that big with like 5,000 people on it. And, you know, it's a city, right? I mean, it's absolutely a city. But one of the things about being on board the aircraft carrier is the noise. That's what Brent was telling me is, and I have not been. I would go in a heartbeat, you know, me. I would love to do it. But the noise, like where they had their sleeping quarters was basically under the front end of the boat, so under the, you know, close enough to the flight deck. And the constant operation, the flight operations is just bone-rattlingly loud, you know. And it's so when you hear people talk about like the, you know, the mental conditions on board a boat and the difficult things that sometimes people struggle with, you know, on boat life. I mean, these are real things. So the importance of morale, welfare, activities, recreation, you know, making sure the soldiers are loved and all that stuff. These are not small issues for the Navy. These are very important things.
It's probably the noisiest environment on the planet right there on that flight deck. And you have all experienced that so far, wearing double hearing protection, and it rattles your internal organs as we launch and recover aircraft.
Absolutely. And of course, we're, you know, those of you who pay attention to naval aviation, you're well familiar with the idea of the carrier landing. And you've heard me talk with Greg and Blue Angels about this in the past, that it's wildly more difficult than landing on the ground. And of course, landing at night on a carrier, there's nobody alive that really like looks forward to that and thinks, oh, this is my favorite thing to do in the whole wide world. But it is something you have to do. And it's just a challenge making sure that you do that properly.
Aircraft must work and your brain must work. You have to be on. You have to have slept well the previous night. You have to listen to multiple radios and follow the landing signals officer and do what he tells you to do, and you will get aboard.
And again, I don't have any personal experience with this, but my understanding is a lot of times it's kind of counterintuitive, which is why you have the LSO there to tell you what to do, because, you know, you feel like it should go this way. You got to trust that person that the right way to do it is that way. And one of the key themes, and I heard this from Brent from Channel 3. It's kind of funny that Brent, you know, Brent Kearney and Brent Lane both were on the boat at the same time. Anyway, yeah, that, somebody says, say it's a ship. Okay, yeah, either way. Anyway, that the morale is such a key issue, and that the attitude that Captain Hill has towards his sailors and the way he treats them, that they have a genuine love and admiration for him, and that, you know, whatever he's doing is working on board that ship.
One thing I figured out over time, that the most important thing to human beings is to be loved and valued. It doesn't matter if you're in the military, it doesn't matter if you're in business or doing whatever in the real world. Everyone needs that. So it is an order on the ship. Everyone shall be loved and valued every day. That is the first thing that motivates us.
And as I said, what I heard from Brent is that, you know, that's just true. They adore him. And if that's your guiding philosophy, is kind of like, you know, when the employees are happy, the customers will be happy. You know, that same kind of concept. And when the, you know, the sailors are happy, the boat's going to run well. 437-1620. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by Howard Young Flooring. They look forward to covering your future. Avalon Boulevard, you'll find them in Milton, of course. And taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or delays. And, of course, at Blue Angel Weekend, we know that. Always busy at the beach. You want to get there early, get your parking spots, not just tomorrow. It's today as well. A lot of the locals head down today because it's a little less busy and a whole lot less busy than it has been in years past. There's still room in the parking lot at Casino Beach and other areas. Free trolleys today. 3 Mile Bridge just completely free of traffic. Looking great, too, on the bomb spikes. If you see any accidents or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, when you're getting your car repaired, what you want to look for is a repair shop that thinks of it as avoiding the big cost by spending the small cost. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. They want to repair your car by doing the preventative maintenance, the routine stuff. That way you avoid the big catastrophic problem. You know, if you keep it in good shape, you won't have to have those big problems. Now, that's true whether it's a diesel engine, they work on those, whether it's a domestic, a runaround, a sedan, or whatever other car you've got, or, you know, an import, because they also focus on those. BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Lexus. You don't have to take them to the dealership to get service. You can take them to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. That philosophy of routine, regular prevention is kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, is embodied in their website name, CarClinicService.com. Carfax rated them a top-rated service center in 2021, 4.5 stars or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for the 4th of July fireworks shows. As the Apostles of Equity at the New York Times explained, there are many good reasons to eliminate the frightening, violent, environmentally hostile, animal-triggering, neighbor-infuriating practice of detonating millions of dollars of explosives every summer as a way to pretend to celebrate our country's birthday. Obviously, it's terrible for the environment, creating smoke, spewing chemical residue into lakes and rivers, scorching our beautiful asphalt streets, and belching carbon dioxide into the lungs of our dying Gaia. St. Al the Gore most certainly disapproves. But think of the mental anguish caused to our beloved pets, our recovering vets, young children, the elderly, and those with sensory sensitivities. And with a country daily awash in the blood of gun violence, do we really feel comfortable having a national day of simulated gunfire to pretend we're a great nation? No. Instead, let us embrace the drone light show as a quiet, enlightened, non-traumatic, and tinnitus-free alternative to fireworks. Turning drones into moving light pictures with fascinating young and will fascinate young and old alike without reinforcing America's warlike roots and barbaric love of loud explosions. With peaceful drone performances, we can learn to include everyone in our celebrations and try to forget the fact that our nation was born in the violence of the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. No more brush fires from errant Roman candles, no more trips to the emergency room for sparkler burns, and no more backing up, Terry, for goodness sake. Just a sensible light show that will finally deliver auditory justice to people with alternate ear styles and unite us in the confident belief that war is not the answer, drones are. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Jim Edmonds for actually daring to say he likes the now abandoned Cleveland Indians and Washington Redskins names during a baseball broadcast this week.
I always thought it was a kind of a cool thing, not a bad thing, to have a team named after, you know, the Indians or vice versa, whatever, the Washington Redskins, all that stuff.
He even pretended to excuse his racism by appealing to his wife's mixed race heritage.
I'm still shocked that, you know, that we've changed so much as a whole that I'm not allowed to have the Cleveland Indians anymore, the Guardians. And I'm saying that, too, because my wife is partial Native American Indian.
Yes, white man, you should be shocked at how quickly and effectively we have shown the jingoistic and oppressive white supremacy culture of this country that it's no longer acceptable to use indigenous people as mascots and trophies. This rapid displacement of white is right thinking has been the culmination of decades of work to teach children about the wrongness of everything their country stands for. As a white man, Mr. Edmonds should by now realize that his opinions are worthless compared with the opinions of other white men who deem these things offensive on behalf of the native peoples whose land was stolen from them by yet other white men in the past. I know some people will say this is a very tepid way of saying that he disagrees with it, and it's not really a threat, and it can be tolerated as the dying gasp of white oppression, but we say no to tolerance, no to free speech. You don't think we've gotten this far by encouraging people to think for themselves, do you? Of course we can't have unsanctioned speakers politely mentioning how they disagree with our sacred principles, and in public? On the airwaves? No, this cannot be permitted. As we all learned from the great Mrs. Butterworth incident of 2022, the only way to honor marginalized people groups is to remove them entirely from the public square and never ever honor them publicly in any way at all. All white use of tribal names must go, and so must Jim Edmonds. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we really just can't say enough about the phenomenally insightful work being done by Ingrid Newkirk and the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. In what can only be described as a persuasion campaign of pure genius, Ingrid has formed a plan to let her own body be used after her death in an aromatic cooking demonstration to show people that there's no difference between animals and humans.
We're all the same under the skin. You can barbecue my flesh. And you'll smell it cooking with those onions, and you'll think, oh, I want some of that. And then you'll think, oh, no, it's her. And you can buy my skin bag. You can do all those things, but it will make you think.
Just imagine how powerful it will be at the state fair, or the barbecue competition, or even just the neighborhood block party to suddenly realize that because grilled hamburgers and grilled Ingrid smell similar, there's no moral difference between eating meat and eating people.
So they'll come up, drawn by the smell of those frying onions, And they'll think they want it. And then we'll say, you realize this is a human being. All flesh is flesh. And please don't eat any flesh. And so we'd hope to change their minds without having them to put me in their mouth.
We just love the idea of using human sacrifice to teach the animal-murdering meat-eaters of this world how awful their carnivorous ways really are. As PETA recently tweeted, supremacy is at the root of why people think it's okay to eat other animals. So true. Until we realize that we are no better than the horse, no better than the deer, no better than the chipmunk or the pig or the chicken or the fish, we will never recognize that animals are all created equal, even if some are more equal in taste than others. And what better way than the smell of a few Ingrid kebabs with the perfect sear wafting through the nostrils of some random speciesist meat villains and provoking them toward the vegan epiphany they so desperately need? Way to go, Ingrid. Way to serve others by serving yourself. You grill, girl. You grill. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, at this time, we would like all the woke-alike candidates to please come forward for your swearing-in ceremony and repeat after me. I solemnly commit myself to the lifelong pursuit of feeling bad and refusing happiness at every opportunity. I will faithfully practice the holy sacraments of white guilt, anti-racism, carbon neutrality, pronoun sensitivity, and rainbow affirmation. I will protect the holy acronym string, adding letters, numbers, and meaningless symbols to it whenever I have the chance. And I promise to always shout my most incoherent beliefs as loudly as I can and to weaponize social media against all who stand in our way. May everything I do be found socially conscious and culturally inclusive to people 5 years from now. So help me nothing. Well done, young people. Now let us mournfully welcome our newly christened Wokeites into the congregation of the unforgiving. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
628 News Radio.
Okay,
9.
No, you don't get to do that. St. Al the Gore, like he wasn't right, like we did not have the hottest day on record ever in the whole history of recording weather yesterday.
628 on News Radio 92.3.
This is brought to you by A1 Small Engines. A1 Small Engines, it's your local steel equipment provider. They're in Pace and Cantonment. And certainly if you have traffic tips, you can text them in, 437-1620. We're not seeing any problems. It looks like everything is running smooth right now on the roads. And, of course, we are watching. It's Blue Angel weekend, watching the traffic situation and the parking situation, more importantly, at the beach. And I'm trying to tell if it's blocked off or if there's just plenty of room in that parking area at Casino Beach. It looks like there's plenty of room. I can't imagine the whole thing is blocked off. It looks like there is parking. I'll tell you, it is clear over the 3 mile bridge. There's like four or five cars on it right now. It's great. Bob Sykes Bridge also looking good. And certainly if you get there and you find different, let us know. Again, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Andrew.
I always love your reactions. Way to serve others by serving yourself.
David.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
The White House is brushing off comments from former President Trump that cocaine found in the White House recently belonged to President Biden and his son Hunter. Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates says the Trump campaign is frustrated because Biden succeeded in securing large infrastructure and manufacturing investments. Dozens of people in the hospital after two buses crashed in New York City. Authorities say a city bus apparently collided with a double-decker tour bus in Manhattan overnight. That injured about 27 people, including pedestrians that were standing nearby. And Twitter now threatening to sue Meta over that Threads app that they launched. A lawyer for Twitter reportedly sent a letter to Mark Zuckerberg claiming that Meta is engaging in systematic, willful, and unlawful misappropriation of Twitter's trade secrets.
Yeah, wow. And by the way, one of the weird things that I heard on the news this morning was that you use your Instagram account to create a Threads account, and then you cannot delete Threads without deleting Instagram also.
Oh, that
is
odd. You
can always just delete Instagram and reinstall. It's not that big of a deal, but I thought that was pretty creepy. Oh, somebody texted in, Joey Chestnut will still win the human flesh kebab eating contest. Four Ingrid kebabs, please. What do you have coming up, David?
Well, the Blue Angels Air Show, more info after Fox.
Fox
News, I'm Tanya Hansen. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen criticizes China for punitive actions against American companies and new export controls in a meeting with U.S. businesses in Beijing today. Yellen says the U.S.-China rivalry is not a winner-take-all situation.
The U.S. seeks healthy economic competition with China, but healthy economic competition where both sides benefit is only sustainable if that competition is fair.
Yellen's visit to Beijing comes as the countries are locked in a trade war. Drones are looking for sharks off New York's Long Island following five possible shark attacks since Monday. A 10-foot shark spotted on Thursday prompted lifeguards to whistle swimmers out of the water at one of the area's most popular beaches, closing it temporarily. On July 4th, drones spotted a school of sand sharks. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31. It's News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 78 degrees right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. The dress rehearsal practice air show happening today at Pensacola Beach. It's all going to start at about noon with the civilian acts. The Angels will fly later this afternoon around 2, I believe. News Radio had a chance to talk with Angels number one slot commander Alex Armitage yesterday.
Just to be here in the first place, the opportunity for this entire team, all 143 members, to represent the U.S. Navy Marine Corps, 800,000 members of the U.S. Navy Marine Corps. And it is especially important to us and very special to get to do that at home. This is our home. This is where our families are. Where our kids go to school, and it's really exciting to be here.
And Armitage says it's exciting to be putting on an air show in the place he calls home as well. The biggest uncertainty during the beach air show, always the weather. Armitage says if it rains, that wouldn't be a big issue for the Angels to fly in. But he does say lightning could be a problem, not necessarily for the pilots, but for the safety of the fans below. Nearly 200,000 pounds of food was collected in our area during the Stamp Out the Hunger food drive earlier this year. That food will benefit those in need here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Mail carriers in our area collected enough food, they say, to provide the equivalent of more than 220,000 healthy meals. The food will be provided to those in need by local food pantries, including Manna, Feeding the Gulf Coast, ACTS Ministries, We Care Ministries, the Warrington Emergency Aid Center. This was the 31st annual Stamp Out the Hunger food drive. It's held each year on the second Saturday in May. The man accused of shooting and killing local professor and college basketball coach Carla Williams was in court this week. No decision was made on whether Kenan Farrow was competent to stand trial. Channel 3 did report that Farrow's attorney asked for a continuance, saying a competency evaluation was done last week. But he said he had just received the report the day before being due in court. The judge granted that request and set a new trial date for January and said another competency hearing could be scheduled at that time. The Florida Democratic Party's annual Leadership Blue Weekend begins today in Miami. Barry University's Sean Foreman says it's a time for local and state Democrats to regroup and re-strategize after a lot of losses this past legislative session.
Hopefully for them, they come out with more energy and enthusiasm moving forward because they have not been motivating voters to get behind them in recent years.
And he says the Democrats seem to be on the defense in Florida now, just reacting to Governor DeSantis's wish list. He says the group should also start discussing who will be running against Rick Scott for the Senate seat next year. It is 6:34, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Well, not a lot. There's a disabled vehicle. This is I-10 eastbound, the left-hand side right before the Escambia Bay Bridge under the overpass. So caution there and caution wherever you are. This is brought to you by Blackwell Heating and Air, premier comfort specialist, over 40 years of installation and service. And taking a look around as far as that three-mile bridge, Pensacola Bay Bridge goes, not showing any slowdowns at all. Hardly any traffic. Very, very light. And it is kind of a holiday for Pensacola, of course, because it's Blue Angels Day on the beach today and tomorrow, and we'll be with you through all of it. It does not showing, it looks like, any problems, any tie-ups. It should be pretty easy to get where you're going this morning. Still looks like plenty of parking right now at the beach. And, of course, if it's not right there at Casino Beach for you or the other boardwalk parking, there's trolleys, free trolleys all day today and all day tomorrow. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
going to be a nice, warm, humid day today with a chance of some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon continues as we go through the rest of the weekend. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. We're going to be seeing the heat and humidity continue for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 90s, showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
78 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton, and your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the new Barbie movie is being banned in Vietnam, reportedly over the movie's depiction of a map of the South China Sea. Now, the film reportedly shows a map of the area depicting what's called the Nine Dash Line, which China uses to show claims of its territory over parts of the sea. In response, Warner Brothers officials told Variety that the map was not intended to make any sort of statement and that the map itself was just a childlike drawing meant to show Barbie's journey into the real world. The long-anticipated Barbie animated movie is expected to hit theaters July 21st. And in the commodity markets, oil prices are creeping a bit higher this morning after some new data is showing a drop in U.S. crude inventories. The Energy Information Administration says that those were down about 1.5 million barrels last week. Benchmark and WTI crude are both up around 0.3% so far this morning. On Wall Street, stock futures remain lower ahead of this morning's jobs report, and that is Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit BeSensibleSmart.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at BeSensibleSmart.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola. News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah.
There's just nothing quite like that sound. Had a chance yesterday to go hang out at the Naval Air Station Pensacola at Sherman Field with the folks from the Blue Angels and a couple of other folks as well who were there. And, of course, we got to watch Mel McCrae get her social media or her media influencer flight. And then the principal from CA Wise got to talk to her. We'll have that interview coming up at the top of the hour. Lieutenant Scott Goosens is the number four. He's a slot pilot. And that means that if you're looking at the diamond, okay, the very top of the diamond is the number one. That's the flight leader and the commanding officer. And the bottom of the diamond is the number four. And, I didn't personally talk with him, but because there's always different groups of media doing different ones. But this was actually Gracie, who was there with me yesterday. She was doing some of the interviewing with Scott Goose. And also Channel 3, I think Tanner Stewart was there talking with him as well. But he talked about his journey to becoming a Blue Angel.
Like many people, I think you'll meet in the Navy and on this team. I grew up in San Francisco, California, and my first introduction to the Blue Angels was seeing an air show. Every year, the Blue Angels do a show over San Francisco Bay, and growing up as a kid, not a massive naval presence in that city. There had been in the past, but the one constant was every single year there was a Blue Angel air show during Fleet Week. And I remember growing up as a kid, it was the one thing that would stop school. All the teachers would let us go outside when the jets were whizzing by on Thursdays and Fridays and go out on the playground and just watch the show overhead. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. You know, I never could have imagined that was a job. And that definitely as a kid sparked that interest in me to get interested in naval aviation and pursue a career in this field. And the initial ambition was never to be a Blue Angel. It was to join the Navy and fly F-18s in the Navy. And fortunately enough, I was able to do that. And when the opportunity to apply to this team presented itself, I knew I'd regret it if I didn't at least give it a shot. So it's surreal to be here and be a member of this team and be able to potentially inspire the next generation of naval aviators, much like I was when I was a kid.
And then Tanner asked him, I love this question. In a lot of jobs, you have sort of like the routine things that you do so often that they become, boring or mundane. Does that ever happen to you?
It never gets old. Never gets old. I walk into work every single day and pinch myself and can't believe that I get to do this. It is an incredible opportunity. I feel so fortunate to be a member of this team. We are no different than any other Navy or Marine Corps pilot out there in the fleet. We're just lucky enough to be able for 2 short years to represent our brothers and sisters throughout the fleet by putting on air shows to the American public. And again, it's an opportunity and a charge that we don't take lightly. We want to represent them in the best way we possibly can. So yeah, every single day you come into work, you're motivated, you're excited, and it never gets old.
And, natural question to ask this year is, what's it like working with the first female jet pilot on the Blue Angels, Lieutenant Amanda Lee, who is not available for interviews for the first year, I was told. I actually asked a couple of weeks ago if we could get her on the show ahead of, because I figured, she'd be mobbed, basically, at yesterday's event, and they don't make her available for the first year, which in some ways makes sense, right? Just let her get used to the job, and then next year we can do interviews. At least I assume we'll be able to. But anyway, it was asked, what's it like working with the first female jet pilot?
The team is unbelievable. As you can imagine, we're all very close. We spend over 300 plus days a year on the road together, not to mention the time that we spend back here in Pensacola or when we're in winter training in El Centro. So it's we all get very close. For Amanda, she's just another member of the team. She is a capable and competent and accomplished naval aviator, and that's why she was selected for the team. It's incredible that she's the first female pilot. I have a daughter myself, and I'm incredibly proud for her to be able to see that there's a female doing this job. But that's not why she's here. We picked her because she's a great pilot, and she's earned the right to be here, and that's why she was selected. So we're incredibly happy to have her as a teammate, just as we are everybody else on this team to have as a teammate. It's a close team. I've never been on anything or never been a part of a team quite like this before in my life. And I played sports growing up, but you'll never kind of get that closeness that you get here. We are, no kidding, a family. And that's why the selection process for this team is so important to make sure that we select the right people to be here.
And by the way, I think that's a great answer on the visibility concept. Like, they didn't pick her because she's a woman, but the fact that she is a woman lets his little girl see that somebody can grow up and do that job. I mean, that's, and that's the answer, is you want somebody who's not put in there because of, what their characteristics are, but because they earn it. But having somebody like that is also a great inspiration to other people. Now, I thought one of the more interesting questions, this is Holly Phibbs. She's a maintenance control enlisted and was asked, you know, what was the hardest thing about her job? And I thought she gave an interesting answer. I'll tell you that in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And taking a look around, I checked in with Jordan Glass, who is at Pensacola Beach right now. He says parking is filling up now pretty fast, so get your butts down there. And the bridge is starting to go a little bit. There's more than 10 cars on it now. It looks like regular traffic, as it usually does. But again, prepare for it to be a little busier. And I think it was Chip Simmons that said there's only one island. So pack your patience for just a little bit later, you know, while getting on the beach and getting off the beach. This is brought to you by American Leak Detection. Leak detection and full service plumbing. And good news is we're not showing any slowdowns. A disabled vehicle, I-10 eastbound, not near the beach, but left-hand side right before the Escambia Bay Bridge. That's under the overpass. If you have traffic tips or parking tips for our Blue Angels Air Show, 437-1620. Text him in. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance and repairs and replacement. You want to know that when you pick up the phone, you have confidence you're calling the right company. They're going to get the right products, right installation, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Right now, they have a $1,000 off Briggs & Stratton whole home generator deal going. That's pretty good, especially as we're right in the, not yet, but soon enough, of hurricane season, right? They also have free sewer camera inspections and $250 off repairs if you wind up having repairs being done. They're hiring now in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they're, of course, servicing Baldwin County. So wherever you are, Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton, Pensacola, Baldwin County, Peden, they will take care of you for AC, heating, electrical, plumbing, any of that stuff. Just check them out at Peden, Peden.com. So I mentioned before we took traffic that Holly Phibbs is a maintenance control. That means they oversee to make sure that all the maintenance is being done properly, and it's like the checklists and, you know, making sure all the paperwork is done and just that everything is organized, scheduled, and properly completed. And she got asked, you know, what's the most difficult thing or what's the hardest thing about your job? And you might think, well, what could that be? Lots of different things could be the answer.
One thing is the heat and the humidity for sure. Being out here all day is definitely a stress and a high caution for everyone on the team. The maintenance control, the Aviation Maintenance Administration, which is my rate, we ensure that we provide water for the entire team because we usually spend probably 8 to 10 plus hours just out here in the sun at every single show site. So that can definitely be stressful. The heat can take a toll on you, as I'm sure most of you know, being from Pensacola. So that's definitely a stress for sure on everyone's mind every day when we come out here.
Yeah, so I thought that was an interesting answer. The things you don't think about being challenges for the job. Another question that came up was, you know, again, back to Lieutenant Scott Goosen's number four, the slot pilot, is, you know, how does it affect you when you're short of a staff, somebody's sick, or even just the billet hasn't been filled? Because one of the things that came out of the Eisenhower stuff was that, you know, their view that everybody is there for a reason. There's no, like, surplus people. And so when somebody is out for whatever reason, that's a job that's not being done, right?
Absolutely. We are already short-staffed here at the Blue Angels. You know, we have seven pilots, and we have 10 jets. We've got an incredibly low amount of maintenance personnel per aircraft compared to a fleet squadron. So here on the Blue Angels, we rely on every single person to not only do their job, but to go above and beyond in their job. Holly just told you she works in maintenance control, which is mostly dealing with records and reporting on the aircraft, which is generally a desk job. But you are cross-trained to do almost everything on this airplane to be able to help out when we're on the road and we are undermanned, which we always are undermanned in the fleet. So, you know, you talk about a lot of people focus on the pilots and the jets and the maneuvers and everything that we do, but a lot of people don't get to see what's behind that. And that's this incredible maintenance staff that's the best of the best in the fleet that gives us these airplanes good to go every time we walk to it.
Oh, man, absolutely. And, yeah, that's interesting to think about what it's like to be short-staffed. Obviously, the natural question everybody always asks, and it's a good question to ask, is, you know, is it different to prep for this show at Pensacola Beach, kind of their big showcase show of the year?
Oh, I mean, I would be lying if I said this isn't probably our favorite show of the year. I mean, I'm a little biased. I love flying over San Francisco, my hometown, but the end of season show here at the base, but and Pensacola Beach are right up there. I mean, there's nothing like playing in front of your home, you know, flying in front of your hometown fans and we all love being here in Pensacola. We love living here. Our families are here, and this community is just so incredibly supportive of not only this team over the years, but all of us. Almost none of us are from Pensacola. We all move here for 2 to 3 years, and the way that this community embraces us and treats us like family, like we are, you know, one of their own. I just can't thank the city of Pensacola enough for that. It's been so nice, and I'm fortunate I'll be able to stick around here for a couple years after I finish the team. But if I ever do leave Pensacola, it'll be a very sad day. It's been an unbelievable time here. So thank you so much to all the people of Pensacola, and we're hoping to put on an unbelievable show for y'all this weekend.
And this is real, by the way. They love the town and the support that they get. And, you know, even thinking about what it's like to fly a show at home, which is different than flying shows on the road where it's not your, you know, it's not your home, it's not your family.
I know for us as pilots, it's unbelievable to be at home. There's nothing like going home at the end of the day and being able to sleep in your own bed. We spend so many nights away from home in a hotel throughout the year. So just at the end of the day, being able to go home, you know, hug my 2-year-old daughter and sleep in my own bed is a pretty incredible thing to be able to do, especially while we're practicing and training for an air show. I'd say on the flip side of that, this is probably one of our busiest weeks of the year because we're in the process of selecting the officers for next year's team. Mm-hmm. So we're interviewing and picking, you know, from the finalists for next year's team. So it's incredibly busy for us. We spend a lot of time doing interviews with them, tests with them throughout the week, and then ultimately selecting the team. So we have some late nights and put in some hours here at the squadron, even though we are at home. But absolutely, you're never going to hear me complain about being able to go home and spend a night in my house while flying an air show.
So. No, I'm sure that is the case. And then finally, this is going to be of interest to those of you who are concerned about the weather today and tomorrow. He did explain the 4 different shows that they have available to do, the 4 different demonstrations, and under what circumstances they do them.
Yeah, so we have a high show, a low show, a flat roll show, and a flat show. So really 4 different shows that we can do. And all that is based off of is clouds. Clouds and visibility. So depending on how high those clouds are, that will basically affect what kind of maneuvers we're able to do. So high show is what we love flying, right? That means there are no clouds, or the clouds are so high that it doesn't matter. So we can do all of our vertical maneuvers and all those kind of classic Blue Angel maneuvers that you're used to seeing. And then as the clouds start to come down, that show, we start doing less vertical maneuvers and more maneuvers that are kind of lower and closer to the crowd, which a lot of times the crowd ends up liking the lower shows a little bit more just because the jets are always kind of lower to the ground, closer to the crowd. As pilots, we want to go high. We want to do all of that. But it's nice to know that even if there are some clouds, we can put on a show that people will enjoy.
Yeah, and that's true. I never thought about it. But, you know, when they go far away up into the air, you know, that it looks different. So fascinating stuff. And again, that was Lieutenant Scott Goosen. He's the number 4, the slot pilot. Somebody texted and asked me, what position does Lieutenant Amanda Lee fly? Left wing, number 3. So when you see a jet with a 3 on the tail, or you're looking at the diamond and you see that left wing, she is the one flying that. And I believe the normal pattern is she'd move into slot next year, so she'd be the number 4 pilot next year if I remember how that works correctly. 653 News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing, these are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the Flightline. Check us out at our website at flightlinerealtypensacola.com. Again, that's flightlinerealtypensacola.com.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you?
The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at PenAir Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at PenAir.org. You'll fit right in. PenAir Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas, 353. Florida's 342. Mississippi, 296. And California, 484. The worst and best in the nation. 311 east and west at the Walmarts in Navarre, 319 up 87. 304 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 327 in proper. 301 in Milton at the Raceway. Same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 309 going through pace at both a couple of the stations. Looks like a 9 mile Walmart has 306. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29 and coming in from the southwest side. The Shell at Cervantes is still the best price, $2.95 for that one. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, yes, I do. This is brought to you by Tire Trust, presented by Tire Trust Incorporated. Downtown Pensacola, put your trust in Tire Trust. And the good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays for the most part. There's a man lying on the side of the road. This is across from Ward's Automotive on Blue Angel Parkway. Goodness. Southbound. 911's been called and alerted and has told me that deputies and an ambulance will be sent to check on the individual. So watch out for again for that. There's an individual laying on the side of the road across from Ward's Automotive on Blue Angel Parkway, southbound. So 911 is emergency and crews.
That's a really great service, just to let us know so we can let people know so they don't need to call in. No,
absolutely.
That's a really great. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for texting that in. Taking a look at the traffic on 3 Mile Bridge. Good news is we're not showing a lot right now. Usually it is just jam-packed full, and it will be tomorrow, I guarantee it, at this time. As I understand, there's still some parking at the beach. I checked it with Jordan Glass. He's one of our people on the scene, and he's going to let us know, of course, when it fills up. But it is filling up fast. Free trolley service, of course, today and tomorrow. And if you have a traffic tip, by all means, please text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen defending American industry during her trip to China.
I've been particularly troubled by punitive actions that have been taken against U.S. firms in recent months.
And Yellen spoke in Beijing at an event held by the American Chamber of Commerce. She's been sharing U.S. business concerns there. The jobs and unemployment report for June expected to show a big drop in job creation. That's due out at here in about a half an hour this morning. And six people hurt in the running of the bulls in Pamplona. The first of eight bull runs was held yesterday at the San Fermín Festival in northern Spain. A spokesman says six people had to be taken to the hospital after they were trampled.
Wow. All right, David, thanks so much for that update. A quick future news. Will we get a skate park built out at Cowley Park?
Yes.
Out on the island? Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense to me. Will we have full shows today and tomorrow? Weather be okay?
Yes.
Yes and yes. And what percentage of the United Methodist churches will depart over the issue about gay ordination and all that? We're at 20% so far.
Oh, 20%.
I think it'll be more like
35. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.